think we're up to the paragraph of Tira. Im tisboinin b'ahoy v'beroy v'oylam, if you look at what goes on in Metzius, the present state of affairs in most of the world, ki roiv anshe ha-seichel ha-mohir v'apitchim v'acharifim, because most people who've got intelligent people who've got sharp seichel, and enlightened seichel, pichim's enlightened seichel, sharp seichel, most people with the Bali Kishrin, as we call them, yasimu roiv hispoininom v'istakusom v'takis ha-chochmes v'omit ha-yunim. They'll put their thoughts, their hispoininess, what they think about and what they're observing, on the fine aspects of chochmas, depth of investigation. People have got a good Bali Kishrin in chochma, intelligent people apply their intelligence usually to the chochmas. It's not stam chochma. They think about different aspects of chochma in its fineness, in its fine differences between this and that, or they're misavik in things. Ish kvinitiyas sichloi v'chishka ativi. Each person according to the way his brain works, nitiyas sichloi, and his natural cheshek. Ki yein sheyitruchu ma'oid b'mechka habriya v'ateva. You have some people who go into science, who are investigating the Bria, the way nature works, all the different aspects of science. Vacherim and others, yitnu koli yunam nitchuna landosa, other people put all their research into astronomy. Tchuna is astronomy and handosa is really math. Some people observe the natural sciences and spend time using their intelligence to understand the natural sciences. Some people to math. Acherim limloches. Other people apply their intelligence to the practical world. Like people who use their intelligence to build computers and computer programs and better programs and v'chulim. V'acherim yikonsu yoisa l'kodesh, and others go more into kodesh, dahainu limudat Torah kedosha. Now the people who learn Torah, behem bepilpuli halachas, people learning Torah, some people are mefalpi with halacha, mehem b'medroshim, some people are mehem b'piskei adinim, some people are interested in halacha, psak halacha, pilpuli halacha is more the lomdus of the sugyas, and some the piskei halacha. Now it's interesting the way people sometimes don't understand this. He's put together the people in one category. Put everybody together. People who decide they want to study math, or they want to study science, or they want to use their intelligence for practical things, and the people learning Torah. And it doesn't make a difference between all these people. And it's all nafuke. The next section, we'll have to go back and understand it. Ach ma'atim yu, the very few, min hamina ze asher yigbu iyun velimud al inyonei shleimus v'avoido. The very few people who are actually making their research, their iyun, and their study on shleimus v'avoido. But what is Avodas Hashem is supposed to be? What's the shleimus of Avodas Hashem? Ala Avo, ala Yiro, ala Tveikus, al Kol Shah Chelki Achasidus. Very few people are interested in what's Avos Hashem all about, what's Yiras Hashem all about, what is Dveikus Hashem, and all the other aspects of Chasidus. Now you might think, what are the people learning Pilpulei Halachas and Medrashim and Piskei Adinim? Aren't they learning the Shleimus Avodah? Versus learning Halacha Lamaisa, Piskei Adinim? Maybe you might tell a person is learning Pilpulei Halachas, he doesn't come to the Maskona, maybe a Taina that Shalai have a Noslav, so he's. But person people learning Piskei Adinim are not learning Shleimus Avodah. And how does he put all these people together, the people who are Nichnas Yosel HaKodesh together with the people studying all sorts of other things, secular studies? Terence is, he's saying a Dova Amek here. He says, you see that people who have a Bale Seichel, people who are intelligent people, people who are not intelligent, don't have a good cop. What's their natural inkling? The term Fres, Tativa, person's a very poshta guy. What does he do? Maybe he'll do a job, a simple job, a laborer or something, and then the rest of the time, what's he going to do with his spare time? They watch the television, nowadays he watches TV, he watches the phone and his computer and Narishka, be entertained, and he's going to think about something, he's going to use his cup to think about something. He's not going to think into anything. And the people who've got better heads, who naturally have a seichel and more intelligent people, so they have an atiyah mitzad sichloi mikvish ish kvish atiyah sichloi v'chishkei hativi. Naturally, their atiyahs are to certain types of chokhmah, and they have a natural cheshek for certain types of chokhmah. So he says, what brings a scientist to be a scientist? Because he was in school, and he started learning whatever, he studied a bit of science, he studied biology, and he studied chemistry, and he studied physics, a bit of this, a bit of that, and he enjoyed biology. So he decides to go to college to study biology. Why is he studying biology? Because he enjoys it. And another guy goes to study math. I've heard a few Bochim who went to do math in college. Why are you doing math? So one of the standard things is, I'm good at it, or I enjoy it. So then today we live in a door where very often people pick what they're going to study. I'll get a good job and I'll make money, which is not, in the time of the Ramchal he wasn't even thinking about such a madrega yerudo ma'oid, that you take chokhmah and just make it for money. Talking chokhmah the shame the chokhmah. But what is l'gabei the secular status, what is the lafuke, that a person would say, I want to study biology because I want to understand how plants work so that I can improve the product to the producing food for mankind. Or I want to be able to produce more beautiful plants so that I can make the world a more beautiful place. Some type of lishma in the study. I want to study. So occasionally you hear people who say they want to study medicine because they want to help people. That I've heard quite a few times. So, but the interesting thing is, if you want to help people, so why do you charge so much money? That's an interesting kasha. You know, if your whole matara is to help people, so then help people. Okay, you need schar batala, you know, like mechanchim. You shouldn't starve. You should be able to carry on curing people. Mad ma'oi, the people who go into these type of things, that it's really true that they want to help people. A guy was a Talmud of Reb Shlomo Brevda, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, and he was studying optics. And he came to visit Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Shlomo told him to go and meet his Rebbe, Reb Paschal Levenstein. Reb Paschal was still alive then, so he sent him to go and meet Reb Paschal. Reb Paschal was fired. Haskell was Ish Emes, Bad Moid, people were Keduk Mosai. Al Koponim, he came to Reb Haskell and Yom Shalom, in regards from Reb Shlomo. Right, he's very happy, and they asked him, what do you do? So he said, he's studying optics. So this is Reb Haskell said, Mosai does. It was in Yiddish. So he says, I want to help people to see. So Pascal said, you want to help people to see? Teach them Torah. So you want to help people to see? Is that really that's why you're studying optics, or because you enjoy that aspect of the various sciences, which is Nogea, and you think you make good money and it's a good job? That's Ba'etzim. Why? You can't say that to a person like Reb Chatzkel. So you have to say he's doing it lishma, to help people. He said you really want to help people, so teach them Torah. If you're out to help people, what's the best thing you can do for a person? Now, what he's saying is that this type of thing, that a person picks what he studies, alpi his natural natias of his cheshek, and where his natural natia, his seichel, some people have a more mathematical brain, so they enjoy math. Some people have a more investigative brain and maybe enjoy science. Some people have a more practical type of chokhmah, so they may enjoy architecture, different chokhmahs that there are out there. He says the same thing for most people is what brings people to learn Torah. And when you learn, I'm trying to show you how to learn a Sefer Musa. When you learn something like this, so a person has to think to himself, so we're all learning Torah. I mean, you are, I'm not, I just talk about it. But you're learning Torah. So ask yourselves, why am I actually learning Torah? You're all intelligent people. You definitely all fit into the Seichel HaMohi V'Apikim V'Acharifim. Different people with different degrees of it, but you also fit into that. You're all intelligent people. You could be in college now, studying and preparing to make a lot of money, and b'chut. So why are you learning Torah? What's the emes of emes? What brings you to learn Torah? He says that most people are learning Torah because of their cheshek hativi and netiyas hasichla. I think that we're talking about yeshiva bachrim here. Going to yeshiva bachrim. I think that most people are going to yeshiva. I don't know about learning Torah. Most people go to yeshiva because the thing to do. Because everybody's going to yeshiva. Because you'll be looked at in society if you don't go to yeshiva, if you go straight to college after high school, then you'll be looked at as a failure in society. You won't get a decent shidduch, and you'll be looked at very negatively. how long is the guy going to spend in yeshiva? Well, it all depends on whatever the society's come out. It used to be 1 year, then it became 2 years. Now it's quite fashionable to stay 3 years. It's fine, you can stay 3 years, then go to college. Are we here to learn Torah, like he says, Ma'at yumin amin hazeh, ashe yikbu iyun velimud alinyon yishleimus avoida? Are we here? How many people are there that their whole matara is, I want to understand Avodas Hashem. I want to understand what is called Shleimus HaAvoda. I was brought up keeping mitzvahs. I keep mitzvahs. But is that all? Is that fine? Is that a yotze? Or is that Kodesh Baruch Hu want more from me than just yotze zayin the mitzvahs? I want to know. I want to understand. What is Avodas Hashem all about? And that's ma'at ma'oid people. And let's look at a different cloud of people. People who are working and are kovei itim. Baruch Hashem, there are a certain number of yidden or kolponim who, even though they're working, they're happy to be kovei itim atayim. Why are they learning? Again, is it about because they need to know Shleimus HaAvoda, and even though for whatever reason they decided to be Oisik in Ishtadlus, but in the 2 or 3 hours or 1 hour, whatever they have to actually learn, then I investigate what Shleimus HaAvoda? Or, again, is it social pressure? The Daf HaYomi has become very socially acceptable. So you go to the Daf, you do the Daf. Right? Is that about Shleimus HaAvoda? Even for some people, it may be about a mitzvah. They're going to do the Daf HaYomi because they want to be yotze, the mitzvah sese of Talmud Torah every day. In other words, a lot of people, I don't think it's about that at all. It's about social pressure. It just happens that if you're part of a better society, that society includes mitzvahs like davening three times a day and keeping Shabbos and kashrus. And now, the last 20, 30 years, the Daf HaYomi has come in to become a popular activity as well in society. Over there may be people who say, no, I want to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah every day. But again, is that because Shleimus HaAvoda, or is it just Yotze Zayin, a mitzvah? Is it because I want to know what Avodas Hashem is all about? One of the, I think it was the beginning of the last Machzor of Daf HaYomi, some of the Gedolim said that in the end of every Daf HaYomi shiur, they should learn a few minutes halacha. The people come and they Yotze Zayin the Daf HaYomi, and it doesn't change them ki hu zeh. It's not about anything lemaisa. So you've got a tzibur who are coming l'chol hapochus to sit and hear a shiur, at least learn with them a shtikul halacha lemaisa. There's a sefer, very very interesting sefer, of the letters of Reb Shlomo Brevner. Came out a couple of years ago, Igros Shlomo. It's very interesting. It was also some very interesting letters which he wrote, and most of them he wrote when he was very young. It was even more interesting. Very young. So many of them when he was still a bochum. It's incredible. His ability to write was so Gechod min Adoyim, even when he was 21. Sof kol sof. He went to MTA and he almost ended up at YU, and then he went to Mira and he was able to write like that. Anyway, the kids, the last letter there is a letter to Rabban Leib, which he suggests, he says that you see that there's a lot of people learning Daf HaYomi nowadays, but nothing's changed. The midas haven't got better, and the davening hasn't got better. You see a lot of people learn the Daf and go to the Daf HaYomi Shir, and then the Shachris afterwards is much shorter than it would have been because they spent time doing the Daf HaYomi, so you have to get in your Shachris in 20 minutes or 25 minutes, so everybody has to go to work. So he says, so Reb Shlomo there suggests that they should learn a few minutes of Musa as well in every Daf HaYomi Shir. Is our Limud Torah about Shleimus Vavoida? And I'm trying to show you. I'm not Be'ika. Not Be'ika, but Tafel maybe, yeah, to be more you to think about this. But I want to show you, when you learn a Sefer like this, this is how you should think. When you see this, tell you the sorrow. So now, what's it tell me? So, where do I fit in? Do I fit into the Ma'atim, or do I fit into the Rabim, or as I said before, the social pressures? And not even, he didn't even mention that, what brings people to learn Torah. Ma'at min ha'min azeh she'igu iyun v'limud al inyon ishtem yisvavoyim al ha'avo Ahavas Hashem. Have I ever thought about Ahavas Hashem? What's the definition of Ahavas Hashem? The Chofetz Chaim says in Shmiras HaLashon that it's Ahavas Hashem is a mitzvah essay, deraisa, and like every mitzvah essay deraisa, it's also to eat before you be mekayim the mitzvah essay. So, do I know what to do so I can have breakfast? Have you been going to have dinner now? Have you been became Avos Hashem today so that you can have dinner? What do you have to do to be became this Avos Hashem? What is Avos Hashem? Every mitzvah has very clear guidelines, rules, and geder. Hare, you're all learning lomdus. Lomdus is to define the ideas of Torah. So define, what is Ahavas Hashem? But that's not, I think what we're saying is, did you ever think about it? What about Yiras Hashem? What's the gather of Yiras Hashem? Did you ever think about it? Do I have Yiras Hashem? Am I trying to get Yiras Hashem? Do I have it? Or Mimela, I'm Mekayim it. It's also a mitzvah sesei deraisa. Mekayim it, Mimela, I don't have to do anything because I already know all about it. I know exactly what year is session. What about Dveikus? Is Dveikus a mitzvah sesei? Or is it a madrega? Or is it, I don't know if you're still around, there used to be a musical group called Dveikus. Is that what it is? What is Dveikus? Is it something which only Rebbes have, and you dress up in funny clothes, and you're able to do funny maisim, and you can make your eyes go up so that you only see the whites of the eyes, and then shocker like that, and that's Dveikus? What is Dveikus? Am I mechuyev in Dveikus? Do I have shaychus to Dveikus? And have I ever thought about it? Does it talk to me? If you want to say no, it's a midas chasidus, and it's not nogeh to every yin. Do you know that? How do you know that? Did you learn the sugya? Are you sure that it's a midas chasidus and not nogeh? What do you do with all the psukim in Be'ika and Sefer Dvarim, which talk about Dveikus Hashem, Voi Sidbok, and these type of things? Dovka Mai? Is that? Are you sure that it's only talking to Yechidei Sgula? B'chol Shah Chelke HaChasidus. Chasidus, does that talk to me at all? What do we mean by Chasidus? Is it that I'm a Litvak, so I don't have to be worried about Chasidus? Is that what we mean by Chasidus? Or, Faket, I'm a Chosid, so I'm a Trevor. you know, name of somewhere, some town in Europe. I'm a this, a chassid, and therefore I don't have to worry about chassidus. I have chassidus. What does it mean that you're a this, a chassid? Whatever it is. I daven the sixfat, and I daven the gartel, and I have certain minhagim, and therefore I'm a chassidus. I'm a chassid. Is that chassidus? What is meant by chassidus? Is chassidus nogeh to every yid or not? You ever thought about it? And by chassidus here, if you remember when we started the sefer, he means really a tosefes in avodas Hashem. Because actually, if you learn the sefer, the Siddur Yerushalayim says chassidus is not nogeh to every yid. It's for yichidei skula. But if you ever thought about it, I mean, shleimus avodah. Most people are not learning Torah. They're supposed to look for what shleimus avodah is. And aray, God of that Talmud, and maybe the day Maisa. You heard of such a Gemara? We once spoke about it at the beginning of the winter's month. God of that Talmud, and maybe the day Maisa. Tachlis Torah is tshuva u'maisim tovim. One person came, at least after last week's shmuz, and asked the kasha. I was talking about two madregas in avodas Hashem: the madrega of amelim batorah and the madrega of kiyum mitzvahs. And came out from the shmuz very clearly that the madrega of amelim batorah is the madrega ilah, the madrega hashleimus. That's ma'aleh ha'adam. So he came to the kasha, but it says tachlis tshuva. A different word. Tachlis tshuva, tachlis chokhma is tshuva ma'isim tovim. So faket, isn't it a kasha on the shmuz? Baruch Hashem, one person actually thought about the shmuz. Next week we'll carry on the good session.